What a crucial weekend of football we have ahead. Leeds United looking to get themselves back into the playoff places. Their opposition will be making sure, though, that they keep one eye on what's beneath them in the relegation zone and the Championship. Leeds United face Burton Albion, and to talk about the game, we're joined by Josh Murray from the Burton Mail. Josh, welcome.
Hi, Neil. Are you all right?
Yeah, good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
You guys had a big result on Monday, one that ended up being Gianfranco Zola's final in charge at Birmingham.
Yeah, it was, to use a cliche, it felt like a bit of a relegation six-pointer, really, you know, arriving at St Andrews with the form that Birmingham had been in, and Burton losing on Friday to Ipswich. They were only 2 points above the drop zone, but the Brewers were brilliant. They sort of shaky first 10 minutes, but after they sort of got over that they were the better team. They scored sort of perfectly either side of half-time, and certainly once it got to 2-0, there was a frustration around the ground, obviously, with the way things had been going. And they held out pretty well, as you say. Zola sort of resigned within an hour afterwards. It was, you know, it was sort of quite sad to see him afterwards, really clearly gutted with the way things had gone. But Burton just played it the way they had to, frustrated them, and sort of moved themselves 4 points clear. So it felt like a big afternoon.
Birmingham sit just beneath Burton, a point below. What's happened then early this week since Zola's gone, and the fact that now Harry Redknapp is in? Has this been seen a bit nervously by Burton fans? Because I guess if anybody's going to get them out of a relegation trouble, it would be them. Not necessarily that Burton will get sucked in, but it's just another element to add to the whole mix, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Lucas Aikens, the Burton player, was saying after the game on Monday, at this stage of the season, I suppose you want to have as many teams down there battling with you as possible, really, because obviously it gives you a bit better chance of survival. So dragging Birmingham in was a bonus, really. Yeah, like you say, with the changes now, potentially Harry Redknapp sort of will invigorate them a little bit, and they might get out of it. But if I'm honest, I think for Burton, the priority at the moment, that they're looking at Blackburn and Wigan, who are the two sides in 22nd and 23rd, and saying if we do enough to stay ahead of them and better their results, then it won't matter what anybody else does.
What about Leeds? I mean, they've recently drawn away at St James' Park, 1-1. They've then lost at home to Wolves on Monday. They now find themselves outside the playoff places on goal difference. Are the Burton fans seeing maybe Leeds as a dangerous animal because of that, or has nothing really changed from a Burton point of view?
No, I think there's definitely that sense. That obviously Leeds need to react now. I mean, from what I know, is it the first time since November? I think they've dropped out of the top six. I mean, that in itself shows how good they are. They beat the Brewers 2-0 at Elland Road back in October, quite late on it was, but that was a big win. So I think the fact that now they have dropped out, and they're obviously suddenly the chasers rather than the chased, I think Burton are wary that there'll be a bit of a a reaction. But on the flip side, it potentially means that the game will be a bit more open. Leeds can't afford to sort of sit and settle for a result. They're going to have to go for the win, and that might play into Burton's hands.
So last time Burton were in West Yorkshire, I mean, you and I chatted before it was the game against Huddersfield, and I mean, Burton came away with 3 points. It wasn't necessarily the most attractive football. I mean, Nigel Clough Park, the bus, and all the fan coaches and everything else you could find in front of that goal, but ultimately it worked, though. I mean, Burton are at home this time. Is it going to be something similar Leeds will face, or are Burton a bit more expansive in their own territory?
I think there'll be a bit more expansion than there was at the John Smiths, but I think I've sort of spoken before about the fact that first half of the season, I mean, any Leeds fans who saw Burton at Elland Road, but first half of the season Burton were very ambitious wherever they played, even away from home. They really took the game to teams, and that in a way cost them, I think, at Leeds. It was 0-0 with 10 minutes to go, and they probably tried too much to chase the win and ended up losing. So they've become a little bit more pragmatic in the second half of the season, and it has paid dividends. At home it's a bit different. I think as much as they'll be wary of Leeds' attacking quality, Burton also know that if they can win and Blackburn lose, then that will be safety secured with two games to go. So as big as a win is for Leeds, it's a massive game for Burton as well. So they'll set up to attack, but equally, I think, from that Huddersfield game and other games recently, they've shown the quality they can show and how they can frustrate teams, and that often sort of leads to chances later down the line in a game.
Is Nigel Clough thinking that this is the game, if we win this we should be all right, or is he going to keep an eye and maybe work tactically with thinking of Barnsley away and then final game of the season, Reading at home on May 7th?
I think personally that it'll just, again, a cliche, they're sort of taking it a game at a time, but that they know if they can get a win in this one, as hard as it will be, then they're not going to be that far away. That would take them up to 51 points. And basically, would you know, you'd then be asking sort of Blackburn and the other teams down there to win at least, you know, pretty much take 6 points from their last three games. So I genuinely think that they'll really set out knowing how big a win would be this weekend. But their adage all season has been, you know, if we don't win, we absolutely make sure we draw. It's, you know, at this stage of the season, keep the points tally ticking over. And let's face it, Leeds are a very good side. They're going to be thereabouts in three games' time for the playoffs. So a home draw with them would not be a bad result and would probably take them a step closer.
And key player, Josh, that people listening to Radio Yorkshire should be listening out for on Saturday?
Well, it's hard to look past Jackson Irvine, really, the record signing in the summer. He's the leading scorer so far this season. Obviously, you know, grabbed that crucial sort of 96-minute winner against Huddersfield a few weeks ago. He's sort of the dynamic man in midfield who box to box, you know, good in defence, but charges forward and gives them a real attacking edge. He's been brilliant all season, and usually if Jackson's playing well, then the Brewers are ticking nicely.
Well, it should be a big game on Saturday, key game for both Leeds United and Burton. It's a match you can hear on Radio Yorkshire in association with Coral, Mark Wilson, Neil Redfern, and Stats will be in the commentary box bringing you the game live. It's been great to look ahead to the game, though, with you, Josh Murray from the Burton Mail. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.